Welcome to A Tip for Tomorrow, a companion to both the Two Writing Teachers blog and the Two Writing Teachers podcast. We share one tip that you can try out in your writing workshop as soon as tomorrow. I'm Melanie Meehan, and I'm hosting today's Tip for Tomorrow.
Busy work weeks? Not enough time for grocery shopping? Marley Spoon has the solution. Get chef-designed recipes and fresh pre-portioned ingredients delivered to your doorstep. Accommodating dietary needs is a priority with options like vegetarian, low-carb, dairy-free, and gluten-free. Say goodbye to grocery shopping stress and focus on teaching and great food. Follow the link in the show notes to get $235 off through 5 delivery boxes. This makes your first box portion price as low as $4.99. Marley Spoon, convenience, taste, and dietary flexibility for busy educators.
So I have been doing a fair amount of tutoring with a variety of different writers. One of the students, who I will call D, has a lot of trouble getting his ideas and words from his brain out his mouth in a verbal rehearsal and then onto the keyboard. So one of the things that I have taught him and worked hard with him about is the idea of sentence frames and giving him sentence frames and transition words in order to really support his expression of those ideas. He has learned that the first thing he thinks about is what type of writing he's going to be doing. He sort of has a schema now for categorizing the writing that he's going to be creating. And then he has the ability in a toolbox of different sentence frames and transition words that typically go with each of those different types of writing. So we've worked together long enough that he has internalized those sentence frames and he no longer needs to pull out of his tool, or he needs to pull it out less often. Sometimes I think he pulls it out as a crutch, and that's okay. He knows and he understands that. What I asked him the other day was, what else helps you? And again, the spirit of this is all to reduce the cognitive load that he has to put forth in order to express his ideas. And, you know, backing up and thinking about writing and the complexity of that task, right, there's so much that's involved with writing when it comes to the work of the brain. We have memory, organization, letter retrieval, spelling, word production, all of this that's coming together and has to come together in order for any kind of successful written expression. So I am always thinking, how do I reduce the cognitive load? What is the skill that I want his brain to really work on doing in order to be successful? How can I shift the amount of work that he has to do into a place of automaticity so that that becomes easier for him? So that's always the work that I'm thinking about when it comes to working with D or working with any student about written expression. So again, I've been giving him his word frames. What he suggested to me was that it's helpful for him to have a list of words that he knows he's going to try to include in whatever piece he's writing, because sometimes the word retrieval is difficult. So what we have done recently is we've given him a top tool of word frames or sentence frames, and then a bottom tool of the words that he is going to work to put into that written piece. And that way, he's not trying to retrieve the words and come up with the sentence frames. He's only trying to construct the sentences only. Like, that's a big deal. He's working on constructing the sentences in an organized kind of a paragraph, which is a lot of work. I've been then teaching him that he can do that himself. He can sit and he can think, what are the words that I need to write down for myself in order to make this writing task easier? And again, a goal of mine whenever I'm working with students is to shift the agency from me to them. And that is exactly what he's doing. He's giving himself a system and a structure so that he can pull and access whatever sentence frames he might need, and also whatever words he knows that he wants to include. And again, if I'm thinking, what is the cognitive work that his brain is having to do? That is a way to shift the cognitive work and give him a bit of a leg up that he can actually create himself to make that whole task of written expression more accessible to him. Give it a try. I'd love to hear how that goes. Thank you for listening to the Two Writing Teachers podcast. Check out the show notes for links to the items we mentioned in this episode, as well as ways to connect with us. For more about the teaching of writing, head over to the Two Writing Teachers blog at twowritingteachers.org. If you liked what you heard today, please share it with your friends and colleagues, post about it on social media, like, subscribe, and leave us ratings and reviews. Our music is by Lemon Music Studio. If you'd like to connect with us, email us at contact@twowritingteachers.org. Thanks again for listening. Let's teach, learn, and write on together.